Proclamation number 8301 of 17th of October, 1962. Bringing the small flock together. There are only ever a few who serve me wholeheartedly, and these shall unite in intimate fellowship, for they belong to the small flock which I will fetch in the end in order to bring them to the new earth when the time has come. Where my spirit is obviously active, there are the followers of my church, the church which I myself founded on earth, who are devoted to me in firm faith and love, and who thus form the foundations of my church. But the characteristic of this church is the working of my spirit, the spirit which introduces you to all truth. The earth is large, and everywhere I need supports. Everywhere I need strong rocks on which I can build my church. A profound faith, which comes forth from love, must be found there. Then I myself can be with my own in spirit and administer to them the bread of heaven, the water of life. And since people urgently need it, I will also open up a source everywhere from which the earthly pilgrims can draw strength, from which they can draw what they need for their path of life. And only pure truth will ever be sent to them from me as soon as it is seriously desired. Hence the spiritual knowledge which has originated from me must also correspond, and by this you will be able to recognize whether you are also at the right source which my love has made accessible to people. And you must not contaminate this water of life flowing to you from me. Otherwise it will lose strength and effect and no longer possess the healing power for the souls with which I myself have blessed my word. But my word will have an extremely beneficial effect where it is eagerly received, where it is recognized as the Father's loving address, where it is spread by my servants whom I have chosen for this work in my vineyard. You don't know my ways, but they are often so strange, and people are brought together through my will who are of one heart and one mind and who belong to me completely, so that I can also work through them directly. For whatever is possible shall still be done until the end in order to save souls from darkness, and this can only be accomplished by the light from above which illuminates the path people have to take in order to reach the goal. I only need the complete devotion of those who want to serve me in order to now also be able to work in them and through them. Then lights will be kindled which will shine far into the night, and then my presence will be so obvious that every doubt about a divine working will vanish and also be recognized and known before the whole world. My strength will become powerful in the weak and my working will be obvious. For I know how to guide the hearts so that they will find each other. I hold all threads in my hand, and when the time has come you will also receive the knowledge about your task, which is my will to carry out. Everyone shall do what is possible for him in order to serve me, and I will bless his work in such a way that time and again you will recognize my greater than great love for you and therefore also give me your love, which I long for. You are still scattered and each one works for himself, but one day my small flock will come together and you will work together, as it is my will. Then it will also recognize itself as belonging to me and together take up the fight against my adversary, who will do everything to drive the flock apart, to deprive it of its shepherd and take for himself what threatens to escape from him. Yet he will not succeed. For my flock remains faithful to me, it constantly receives the strength to hold together and resist, and he will have to give up his fight, for he will be defeated by my strength. And I will appear in greatest adversity. And this coming of mine is imminent, and this assurance shall comfort all who feel weak, for I myself will strengthen them that they will persevere until the end. Amen.